Okay, let's get started. Everyone settle down, please. Oh dear. A late arrival. Do you have a signed form for this class? You are aware this is Pussy Worship 101, right? Good. That seems to be in order then. But we do have a small issue. By the looks of it, all the ladies volunteering have chosen their pupil already. Okay, since I obviously messed up the number of volunteers, it looks like I'll be joining in today. You're with me, is that alright? Yes, in front of the class, but don't worry. All these pupils have far more interesting things to look at than you in the front. Trust me. Okay? Yeah? Good, lovely. Okay, girls, take your chosen pupil to your mat, please. What? Yeah, they volunteer, but they get to choose whom to work with. It's only fair, don't you think? Okay, let's get settled in. Ladies, please remove at least the bottom half of your clothes and lie down on your back with your knees up. Some of you know the drill already, but any newcomers, look around and do the same. Or just watch me as I demonstrate. Okay, let's take this skirt off. Yeah, I knew I was giving this course later, so why wear panties, am I right? Okay, we're here on this little stage. The class needs to see what I'm talking about, right? To help out with that, I have this camera tripod here that I'll just scoot under. Let me turn on the projector so I can get a good shot. There we go, perfect. Can everybody see my pussy on the big screen? If you can't, make sure to position yourself properly now. Once I've started, you will have little time to adjust. Okay, girls, does anybody feel uncomfortable about this? Having second thoughts? Remember, this course is about you and your vagina. The pupils have been screened, so you're safe, okay? Alright, before we begin, I will use several terms that ultimately mean the same thing. Vagina, pussy, slit, etc. This course was first named Vagina Appreciation 101, but after the name change we got much higher attendance and more volunteers. So please bear with me as I juggle some of these terms, okay? So first, let's have a look. What do you see?
Look down there, please.
If the ladies have shaven as instructed, and by the quick look around I just did, they have, you should have a clear view of her vagina now. Actually, you're looking at her vulva. The vagina is the internal part. So what are you seeing? A vertical slit with two thick skin folds beside it. Potentially they're slightly darker in skin tone. And those two skin folds are the outer lips. Yeah, that implies inner lips, which we'll come to later. These lips are for protection, and they keep the vagina safe from outside influences like dust, sand, and even lint from clothes. Touch them. Now, you knew this was a hands-on course. In order to properly understand and worship the beauty of the pussy, you'll have to get your fingers wet. Feet wet? Whatever, you know what I mean. So go on. Your volunteer is expecting to be touched, so no need to be afraid.
Go ahead, honey. Have a feel. Go on, that's it.
Just feel the sort of bulge they form as a barrier for the outside. Use two fingers on them, start at the top and slowly move down. Feel the muscles underneath that soft skin. They may be twitching a little because of your touch, but that's a normal response.
You're doing great. Does it feel good?
Okay, did everybody avoid touching that slit in the middle? Yes? Wow, I'm proud of you. You're the first class that managed. It's also a good sign that you understand this whole worship thing. So, while these outer lips are sort of closed, the vagina is in a dormant state. a little asleep, if you will. If you want to see the inner lips properly, we need to open the outer lips. And we're going to do that by not touching them. Yes, I understand the confusion, but you'll see. The key to opening them up is not touching them. Let's start by taking your right hand and place it on your volunteer's left knee. Yep, that's right.
You too, sweetie.
Now slowly, and I mean slowly, slide your hands toward her groin, barely touching her skin. Yes, lightly touching, caressing that inner thigh.
Oh, you have a nice touch. Thank you. Keep going closer.
As you get closer, look at your volunteer's face. You'll see you're doing the right thing if she's biting her lip a little, or at least has her mouth open a little. Keep going, never reaching her pussy. If you're already there, you went too fast. Keep going, lightly touching, slowly moving. Keep going, lightly touching, slowly moving. As soon as you reach the end of her thigh, slowly take off your hand.
Oh, nice touch to slowly slide it off like that.
Time for the other side. Your left hand on her right knee, and slowly move it again. Caress her inner thigh. Keep going. Good.
That feels nice.
Everybody ready? Did that have an effect? Maybe not yet, but we're going to change that. Listen up. Slowly lay both of your hands on your volunteer's inner thighs, as close as you can get to her pussy without actually touching her there. Just stay on her thighs. Now move around your hands just a little bit. Gently squeeze her from time to time. Caress her softly and then a little more firmly, but stay in the area.
Oh, you're doing a great job there, honey. A really good job.
Please watch the screen. See what's happening here? This is a really great technique. Very nice. Now, if you've been doing this correctly, you should see that slit being opened a little more than before. Have a look if you weren't already. Mine is way wider now, thanks to this excellent pupil.
Well done.
If your volunteer needs a little more stimulus, don't worry, we'll get her there. From where your hands are now, extend your thumbs. Yes, gently touch those outer lips with them and repeat the movements you did just now.
Oh, you're a quick study, aren't you?
I see some volunteers wanting more. Don't worry, pupils, that's a good thing, and part of the pussy worship you're learning here. Part of the worship is making her wait for more, maximizing each moment of touch, each interaction, drawing out the moment. Like my pupil is doing with me.
Yeah, very good. See how my pussy is opening up for you? How your light touch is making me expose more of it?
Okay, any volunteers behind schedule at the moment? No? Wow, good batch of pupils. Well done. Now, if you want, you can help your volunteer out by gently helping her outer lips open a little more. But be gentle. Respect her vagina. If you want to continue, you need to pace yourself and not be rough. That's it. Expose that vagina. See what was hidden. It's okay if your volunteer responds with a sigh or a moan. That's a sign you're on the right track.
And you are definitely on the right track.
You should now be able to see the inner lips fully. They may be a little wet already, depending on how well you did so far. And these lips are even more sensitive than the outer ones. Slowly take two fingers and feel those inner lips. the softness of them, their eagerness to part, to let you in. No, no, no finger inserting. Remember, to worship the pussy, you have to make it wait. Just feel the inner lips. Notice how some of our volunteers might already be getting wet, and that's okay. It will help with the caressing. If you think your volunteer is not ready yet, offer your two fingers to her so she may wet them with her mouth. You know what? Let's all do that as an exercise. Let her wet those fingers so you can feel her better. I know I'm already quite wet, but please, let me taste those fingers. Yeah. Now please continue. Keep going. Feel up and down, but do not go in. Even though that would be so easy right now. And feel so good. Alright, time to find that famous clit you've all been hearing about. It does exist. It's right there in front of you. If your volunteer is aroused enough, it should be visible. And if I look around, arousal is not the problem. Right there at the top, where the inner pussy lips meet. It may still have its little cap on, but chances are it's already laid bare. Volunteers, you may point it out if you think it helps your pupil, but no touching yourself, remember? It's for them to worship you. Yeah, I know that's hard. Oh, very hard. Oh my god. Did you spot it yet? Yeah, well, I'm not making it that difficult, am I? It's swollen quite a bit already at your touch. Alright, the next bit will very likely result in a response from your volunteer. It's the type of response we're looking for when worshipping pussy. You're going to lightly touch that clit. Be very careful because it's sensitive as hell. Use a single, still wet finger and slowly and gingerly draw small circles around it. Volunteers, you may steer the pupil's hand towards the right area, but not control the movement, please. They need to learn. Oh my god, well done. Yeah, right there. Keep it circling, yeah. Yeah. Look at the screen, please. Look where you can find it and... how to move that finger around. Oh, this is a very good example. Yeah. I hear that more pupils have found it. It was right there all the time. Just begging to be found and touched and teased. Oh god, are you sure you should be in 101? Oh, fuck yeah. Keep going like that. Oh, dear. Let's stop this step for a moment. I know, but we have more to cover tonight. Pupils, please kneel between your volunteer's legs, at about her feet. Yes, proper worship is about to start. On your knees. Take a moment to look at your volunteer in her eyes. Can you tell you're worshiping her pussy correctly? Is she smiling? Is her mouth open? Does she look like she wants you to continue? Good. Let's continue. Bow down. Oh, yeah, worship her and bow down. Take your mouth closer to her pussy. Let your volunteer decide whether your hands should be on her thighs or cup her ass. You can grab my ass.
Yeah, like that.
I always love this part. All those asses up in the air, giving yourself to that pussy. Good. Do as she tells you. Worship that pussy properly. Your hands are on her, so you cannot touch yourself. You need to give yourself to her completely. You're now learning the eagle style. Your volunteer may prefer the folded eagle, where she'll hold her legs against her chest, or even the wrapped eagle, where she'll wrap her legs around you. She'll change her position as she wants to. You just have to keep going. Worshipping is teasing, so blow gently on that pussy. Not too hard. Just a wisp of air that caresses her. Lets her know what's about to happen. Do this a couple of times. Now kiss her thighs. Gently. Both sides. Not too fast. Make the kisses linger. Make them a little wet. Leave wet marks all over her thighs. Show her just how much you want to please that pussy.
Oh yeah, baby, you're doing a great job.
Volunteers, remember you're allowed to touch yourself anywhere except your vagina. That's for your pupil to take care of. Okay, wow. That's a lot of hands going to touch tits all at the same time. That looks so hot. I have one hand on my tit here already, and I really want to suck on a couple of fingers of the other. So I won't be able to tell you what to do. I'll probably be holding your head in place in a minute. We'll see what you'll make me do. I think we can handle a little more teasing. Pupils, please kiss the outside of that pussy. No tongue yet, just gentle kisses around that wonderful pussy in front of you.
Oh my, you're doing an excellent job. Yeah, keep them coming. I love the way you slowly remove your lips as you look at me. That's so hot. I can see you wanting me.
Okay, volunteers, nod your head for your pupil when you're ready for tongue. Wow, the whole class nodded at the same time, even me. This is a really good bunch of pupils. Now listen up. Start at the bottom of that wet slit. That's right. Don't go for the clit just yet. Stick that tongue gently onto it and slowly flick it up. Yeah, I like that. Don't move your head. Move only your tongue. Slow little flicks. And start to make them a little longer. And your lick a little higher. Up each time until you yeah, keep going a little higher, yeah, right there, yeah, more legs up to that clit. I can hear the volunteers like it. I like it. Keep going. Now, you. I want you. Suck on that clit now. Yeah. Put your mouth on it. Suck it gently. Suck it hard. Look at what your volunteer likes. It's her pussy you're worshipping. Fuck, that feels so good. Your mouth. I love your tongue. How warm and wet it is and how it's treating me. Now, the tricky, but oh so good part. Keep your mouth on that clit, but start licking at the bottom again. Yeah, from the bottom up. Fuck. Yeah, your volunteer might. Just look at her face. Does she like the full licks? Just the clit? Or does she... does she want you to bury your tongue in her? Look, stick that tongue in me. I want to feel your lips on my clit and your tongue inside me. Just like that, you're a good fucking pupil. Watch that screen. See what's happening here. See how my pussy is being worshipped. Oh, do you see my pupil in service of my pussy? I'm gonna wrap my legs around you. I want to feel you more. Deeper. Oh, that's it. Oh, fuck, that's it. Keep going. Squeeze my ass. Pull me into your mouth. Come as you like, girls. This is for you. We celebrate our pussies here tonight. Oh, fuck, I'm ready when you are. Look at me when you're ready. Look at me. Oh, fuck. All those faces so close to coming. Keep it up, pupil. She's almost there. Oh, yeah. I think we should. Yeah. Fuck. Yeah, I'm coming. Your head locked in place, my hands on my tits, your tongue in service of my pussy. It all feels so fucking good. Oh, I love seeing those faces when you come. Beautiful. Pupils look at your volunteer coming because of your worship. You did this. Oh, fuck. That was a good class, jeez. I'll let go of your head now. Are you okay? Oh, I like that smile on your face. You like that, huh? Honey, babe, you need to let go at some point. Your pupil does need some air now and again. That's it. Unwrap those ankles. Just lay those legs down. You can't keep them up now anyways. All right. Good job. I'm proud of you. So, I hope to see you in Pussy Worship 102, where you'll finally get to use your hands. Will I see you there? I meant the pupils, ladies. But you sign up for that one too if you want. Okay, there's a stack of towels in the back. Pupils, help your volunteer out if she needs it. Pussy worship does not end when she comes. Clean up and get dressed and see you next time. And you, I want to thank you for a job well done. Can we go to your place so I can return the favor? Yeah?